News time is now 8:49. Let's head about, back outside, get you another check of Triple Team traffic, starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
And we're still seeing slowdowns on I-15 between Bluffdale and, well, all the way to downtown. But it is breaking up. The spots where you come to a dead stop are fewer and far between. Bangor, 123rd, 106th, and 53rd are the only spots left. We do see delays over on Bangor Highway. It's really backed up approaching 5400 again. And then from 35th up towards 3100 south, we have problems from an earlier crash. Eric Butler?
Still got some southbound slowing in Utah County. This is after you go by Timpanogos Highway and get up to 2100 north. That's where you're going to drop a few miles below the regular speed limit, looking further down the line, trying to see if there's an accident going on, but so far not seeing one. You still have that eastbound accident on I-80 between right as you approach 1300 east. Heather?
We're looking at pretty good speeds now on southbound I-15 from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake, but occasionally the brake lights are still on as you move between Warm Springs Road and 600 North. No delays on Legacy Parkway or the West Belt, but you still have this crash in place in Clearfield on Main Street at 800 North. Every life has a story. When your story is told, how will you be remembered? John Jones climbed down into Nutty Putty Cave. This is his story. The Last Descent in theaters now rated PG. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.